morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. It's already relatively hot and sticky in this room, so we'll get started without further ado. We have two new spokespeople to welcome today, Tom Ryle from UFOR and Ida Besic from OSCE. A couple of principal points from the OHR. The first concerns the IRS government's acceptance of the figures which have been offered in regard to the number of victims of the Srebrenica massacre by the Srebrenica Commission. A recent statement by IRS Prime Minister Pero Bukelevic has gathered widespread coverage. In an interview, the Prime Minister stated that the IRS government has not printed the figure of 8,000 victims. It's important to make clear that the IRS government has accepted the figure that has been given by the Srebrenica Commission. The Commission was established in order to investigate the fate and whereabouts of those who went missing in Srebrenica during the period of 10th to the 19th of July 1995, as the IRS was ordered to do by the Human Rights Chamber. It was hoped that the Commission's findings would also bring to an end manipulation of the number of people killed and missing that has been evident in recent years. The Srebrenica Commission's report provided details of the planned and deliberate liquidation of between 7,000 and 8,000 Bosniaks at the hands of the Bosnian Serb Army. In a special session convened on the 28th of October 2004, the IRS government adopted the Srebrenica Commission's report in its entirety. With the adoption of the report, the IRS government recognized its responsibility for the massacre of between 7,000 and 8,000 Bosniaks. Furthermore, the IRS government issued a formal apology to the survivors of Srebrenica for the tragedy which they had suffered. It is distressing that Mr. Bukelevic appears not to know the conclusions made by his own government. The question of whether the list has been published or not is largely irrelevant in this respect. Mr. Bukelevic's statements on this issue are completely out of tune with all other statements made by Serb leaders. He seems not to have understood that the era of denial is over and that this country is looking towards the future. Only the most discreditable would take refuge from the truth by denying what happened. A second point this morning from OHR concerns the fact that police reform is essentially about meeting European standards. The High Representative commends IRS President Dragan Cavic on the comments he has made in regard to cooperation with the ICTY. Mr. Cavic, as you know, noted that Radovan Karadzic has to surrender or be arrested. President Cavic is also reported in this morning's press to have expressed confidence that the IRS and the Federation can reach a compromise on police reform issues that have still to be resolved. As you know, a settlement has to be reached by the middle of September if Bosnia and Herzegovina is to begin the stabilisation and association process with the European Union by the end of this year. However, while Mr. Cavic's confidence that a settlement can be reached is encouraging, it's important to stress that the issue does not revolve around inter-entity compromise. It boils down to Bosnia and Herzegovina meeting European criteria. These criteria are straightforward. Bosnia and Herzegovina must have a police service where all legislative and budgetary competencies are vested at state level, where police areas are drawn up on the grounds of functionality, and where there is no inappropriate political interference in policing. Finally, a couple of visits that are coming up. Later today, the High Representative and his wife Jane will drive to Foča. They will stay overnight tonight with returnees, and they will spend some time tomorrow working in the countryside with their hosts. In addition, the Principal Deputy High Representative, Larry Butler, will be in Travnik tomorrow, where he will be briefed by Travnik business people on the difficulties that they encounter in establishing new companies or in expanding existing companies and therefore in creating new jobs. immediately after his meeting with the business people, Ambassador Butler will have a media opportunity, to which, of course, you are all cordially invited, and I've brought along a media advisory with the details. With that, I will hand you over to the new and equally capable hands of OSCE.
Thank you very much. Добро дан свима. OSCE мисија у БиХ има за данас две изјаве. Една е поводом обележавања 30. Годишнице и потписивања Хелсинкиског документа. Prije 30 godina, nakon skoro dvije godine pregovaranja u Helsinkiju su se na konferenciji o sigurnosti i saradnji okupili šefovi 35 država s namjerom potpisivanja sporazuma koji će osigurati mir, poštivanje ljudskih prava i stabilnosti tada širom podijeljene Evrope. Misija OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini danas bi željela iskoristiti ovu priliku, te skrenuti pažnju i obilježiti značaj Helsinškog završnog dokumenta potpisanog 1. augusta 1975. godine. Ovaj dokument trebao je imati čvrst i dugotrajan efekt na pravac kretanja evropske sigurnosti u budućnosti, često i u nepredviđenim situacijama. Bivši predsjednik Češke republike Václav Havel kazao je to je mjesto gdje je moć nemoćnih ojačana. Zaista, Helsinški završni dokument dao je Havelu i drugim ljudima Evrope mogućnost da traže odgovornost svojih vođa za preuzete obaveze. Dokument nije bio samo običan komad papira, on je naime zahtijevao i primjenu. Dokument je inspirirao građane da komuniciraju, učestvuju i doprinesu promjenama koje su radikalno izmijenile političku, geografsku, ekonomsku i društvenu dinamiku Evrope tokom hladnog rata. Nema sumnje da je Helsinški završni dokument imao veliku ulogu u ukidanju barijera nepovjerenja između istoka i zapada. Danas, promovirajući ljudska prava, šireći demokratske principe, pridonosi jačanju mira i sigurnosti širom regije te stvaranju povjerenja među susjedima i nacijama. Ovaj dokument za OSCE misiju BiH predstavlja čvrst temelj i osnovu za djelovanje na putu u traganju za pozitivnim rješenjima za građane Bosne i Hercegovine. Druga izjava jeste obavještenje u stvari o novinarskom seminaru o izvještavanju o obrazovanju kojeg smo proslijedili svim medijima u BiH. Misija OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini i Reuters fondacije organiziraju novinarske radionice koje će biti održane tokom ovog mjeseca u Mostaru i Banja Luci. Poseban cilj ovih radionica jeste poboljšati izvještavanje obrazovnim pitanjima. Kursevi će pružiti jedinstvene prezentacije, diskusije i praktične vježbe pisanja o važnoj temi kao što su obrazovanje i reforma. Kandidatima koji uspješno završe ovaj program bit će dodijeljen certifikat Reuters fondacije. Misija OSCE u BiH i Reuters fondacija nude i stipendije svim kvalificiranim učesnicima, a stipendije će pokriti troškove školovanja, prevoza, hotel i obroke. Svi novinari koji pišu o pitanjima koje se odnose na obrazovanje ili imaju interese za pitanje obrazovanja pozvani su da se prijave. Neophodno je poznavanje engleskog jezika, međutim, ukoliko to bude potrebno, bit će organizirani i prevodioci. Rok za sve aplikante je 10. augusta 2005. godine i svi kandidati trebaju poslati prijavu na e-mail adresu Josh Laporte, koju ću ja ostaviti ovdje, pa vjerovatno možete svi uzeti, ili putem faksa na broj telefona 033-442-479. Za sve detaljnije informacije možete posjetiti našu web stranicu www.oscbih.org. To bi bilo sve ispred OSCE misije u BiH za danas. Hvala.
Dobar dan, ja za danas nemam izjavu. Izuzev da pozdravim sve one koji su se vratili sa godišnjih odmora i svima onima koji idu na godišnji odmor da poželim ako ništa lijepo vrijeme na moru. Hvala.
Dobro jutro iz tribunala. Jedna vijest u vezi sa ustupanjem predmeta domaćim sudovima. Tužiteljstvo tribunala je 28. augusta podnijelo zahtjev za ustupanje predmeta Ivice Rajića, koji je također poznat pod imenom Viktor Andrić, Bosni i Hercegovini. Rajić je tereti za zločine počinio u Varešu i Stupnom dolu 23. oktobra 1993. godine, uključujući ubistva, nečovječno postupanje, protivpravno zatočenje civila i uništavanje širokih razmjera koje nije opravdano vojnom nuždom. Prema navodima optužnice, snage HVO-a pod Rajićevom komandom uhitile su više od 250 muškaraca muslimanske nacionalnosti, što civilnog, što vojnog statusa, koji su zatočeni u strašnim uslovima i fizički zlostavljani. Dalje se navodi da su u napadu HVO-a na stupnji do pripadnici HVO-a tjerali civile iz njihovih domova, seksualno zlostavljali muslimake i hotimično lišili života najmanje 31 osobu muslimanske nacionalnosti, muškarce, žene i djecu. Prema navodima optužnice, nijedan pripadnik ni zapovjednik HVO nikad nije bio kažnjen, niti su ikome od njih izrečene disciplinske mjere za zločine počinjene u Varešu ili Stupnom dolu. Do danas tužiteljstvo tribunala je ukupno predložilo ustupanje predmeta protiv 14 osoba optuženih za zločine počinjene u Bosni i Hercegovini i Vijeće za prosljeđivanje je već odlučilo da jedan predmet tužilac protiv Dragomira Miloševića ostaje u Hagu zbog težine navedenih zločina i nivoa odgovornosti optuženog. Vijeće za prosljeđivanje je također odlučilo da će predmeti protiv osmorice optuženih koji se terete za zločine počinjene u Prijedoru i Foči biti ustupljeni Bosni i Hercegovini, ali te odluke još nisu pravosnažne. Trojica optuženih za koje se predlaže ustupanje BiH nalaze se u bjekstvu i dva zahtjeva su dostavljena tek nedavno. To je sve iz tribunala. Hvala na pažnji.
Good morning from NATO. We have no statement, but of course we're available for questions.
Good morning, same from you for as well. No statement, but available for questions.
We have questions, please.
Question for NATO and OHR. Did you have any contacts with Ljiljana Karadžić after their statement last week?
From OHR's point of view, as you know, that's not our operational responsibility. And the High Representative has made it clear what the implications of the surrender or arrest of Karadžić would be.
On behalf of NATO, as indicated in our press release last week, we welcome the appeal that Ljiljana Karadžić made. Obviously, the apprehension of Radovan Karadžić is in the best interest not only of her family, but of all of BIH. We have had no further contact. We watched the appeal, as everybody did on the television. We were impressed with the heartfelt, personal nature of her appeal, but it was her appeal, and we have had no contact.
Pitanje za gospodina Salovana, Admir Mujanović, Nine Novne San. Zanima me da li će OHR konačno nešto poduzeti vezano za rektora Univerziteta Istočnog Sarajeva, gospodina Radomira Lukića, koji je smijenjen prošle godine, a i dalje je na toj poziciji. Znam da je bilo nekih zahtjeva prema Ministarstvu obrazovanja, ali ništa se nije desilo.
Yeah, that's a matter which will be dealt with, which is being looked into as we speak, and when we have an announcement to make, we will make it.
Question for NATO, UFOR and ICTY. Have you had any contact with any of individuals that might be in some kind of contact with Radovan Karadžić? Have you had any approaches, something, any signals, anything that might indicate that this plea would result in an action on his part?
Well, certainly speaking on behalf of NATO, no, we have had no response from that appeal. We can only hope that if Mr. Karadžić heard that appeal, and I'm quite certain that he did, given the amount of coverage it has received, that he will respond to that appeal that has come from his family and from his wife. I think the effect of that appeal is to totally isolate him, and I think it really brings into focus the fact that there are very few people that support Mr. Karadžić now. It really is time for him to face justice and for BIH to move on, but we've had no further contact.
No, I have no such information, and in any case the ISTY would not comment on any operational matters related to fugitives. The ISTY does not have the possibility or mandate to arrest any fugitives, and we constantly remind those who do have the responsibility and possibility to contribute to the arrest of fugitives that they should do their utmost to that goal.
Some more questions? Yeah.
Sanja Bakarić, Federalna televizija. Kako komentirate pitanje za OHR? Kako komentirate sporost reformskih procesa, posebice situaciju u DGS-u, da DGS još uvijek nema ključnog čovjeka?
Well, the speed of reforms probably can never be fast enough. In principle, the institutions exist with which to address issues such as the appointment of the director of the SBS, and we want to see those institutions functioning properly. Any more questions? Thank you very much.